Good morning.
Hey, good morning,
What's up, man?
I'm chilling like a villain. I got a coffee and an oatmeal and a lemon loaf with my name on it. So,
how do you do your coffee? What do you put in it?
Oh, man. People freak out when they hear my coffee order. I order a Trenta iced coffee with half and half and 12 Splenda.
Whoa. Oh, damn. You do everything big.
I can hear the judgment. I can hear the judgment.
Well, this Wednesday is supposed to be a deep freeze across the country. Are you still drinking an iced coffee in negative 20 degree temperatures?
I drink iced coffee no matter what. I was just in Ohio 2 days ago, and I want to say it was a high of 25 and a low of, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
It was cold.
So we're excited. We're talking to you, obviously, about a lot of things today. But the big thing that's going out on Netflix, which is just amazing with all the comedy that they're putting out there, you've got a comedy special. It's called One Show Fits All. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, it's Netflix's first ever 90-minute special. So I'm excited. I'm their guinea pig. Netflix is doing it right. They've taken over the comedy game. If people aren't working with Netflix, they're missing the big picture, because this is literally a world premiere. They dubbed my special into, I want to say, 20 different languages.
Whoa.
And it's insane. And so Netflix basically, they bought themselves a Mexican, and I'm out there preaching the gospel about Netflix.
Wait, so the Spanish version of the special, did you actually just get to do the special in Spanish, or did they have to, like, dub it?
No, they got some soap opera guy that's going to do my stuff in Spanish, which is pretty funny. But everything is, it's got, you know, you got the option, English subtitles, Spanish, whatever language, you know, the country, they got the subtitles, or they can actually select the audio to be in that language as well.
Gabriel, it's the Joe and Alex Show. I'm Joe and Alex, and we've been on the air in Indianapolis for a couple of years, Indiana, but we actually most recently, the past couple of months, launched our show in Houston, Texas, and I think it's kind of cool that you taped your comedy special at the Toyota Center. Was there a reason that you taped it there, or just randomly that's where it was?
No, here's the thing. Whenever I do specials, there's always a personal tie to wherever it is that I'm going. Like, for example, in El Paso, Texas, El Paso was just one of those cities that I went to, you know, over and over and over, and I had a really strong connection with the community, and I was always doing events at schools and stuff like that. Bakersfield was the first place I was ever able to sell tickets, so I did a special there. You know, I had a lot of love in Hawaii. I did one there. And so with Houston, Houston was actually the first city I got to play an arena. So that arena, that Toyota Center, was the first arena I got to play. And I've been doing shows in Houston forever. I used to perform at the Comedy Stop. I used to perform at the Improv, both locations. And then, of course, I started, you know, growing and doing the I did the Verizon Theater, mm-hmm. which is the one that was in the round.
If you roasted Houston as a city for one thing, since you've been there so many times, what would it be?
Not necessarily roast. I did say this. I'm not sure if we're going to air it. I'm pretty sure they're not going to air it. I said, Houston, Texas. I says, when everything happened with Katrina, I said, Houston, Texas opened up its arms and welcomed everyone that got displaced. I says, because that's how big of a heart Houston has. I says, you welcomed everyone with open arms. And I says, and then you realized how bad you messed up. And I said, there was a lot more episodes of Cops from Houston after that.
That's great.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. We're talking to Gabriel Iglesias. You might know him as Fluffy. He's got his upcoming 2019 Beyond the Fluffy World Tour. Going to be going in Indianapolis and actually all over the country, too. He'll be in Texas. And you can get tickets at fluffyguy.com. Plus, follow him on social media. You got Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, everything up there. You've been in some feature films, and I don't know how I missed this one. You were also in animated stuff like Coco. Is that right?
Yeah, that was my big one. Coco, I play the little, the caretaker in the afterlife. And the little, the guy, the little skeleton that tells the boy
what he
must do in order to get back home.
Okay.
So I'm like, you know, you must take this and get the ofrenda from the family. So that voice right there bought me a car. So thank you.
Hey.
And now you're going to be in another animated movie, Ugly Dolls, coming up in a couple months, right?
Yeah, well, Blake Shelton, woo-hoo! So, Blake Shelton's in it, Kelly Clarkson, Pitbull. I think I'm the only one that doesn't sing. So the movie itself has a lot of songs, so expect a soundtrack from that one.
Is there anything you like? Do you like one more than the other compared to a film where you're on screen, or do you like more of the animated because you're such a character yourself?
I like doing voiceover work because it's quick. And like, for example, 2017, I did 5 movies that were all animated. Whereas if it was a live action for me, there's no way I could have done 5. I could have done maybe 2.
What is something that people would be surprised to find out when it comes to doing animated voiceover work?
A lot of times when I've done the voices and stuff like that, I'm usually standing there in pajamas. I'm like, no F's given. No one's gonna see me. So why do I gotta dress up? I just drag my butt out of bed, get the crust out of my eyes, and make sure I drink a hot tea or something so that my voice is crisp.
Gabriel, you have that in common with Joe and I every single morning when we come in to do the show here for the radio station.
Oh, you guys are just in chill gear?
Yes, I for sure am. I look like a sewer rat. I just walk in, put my hair in a bun and in pajamas, and I come in, and I'm always wrapped up in a Snuggie as we're doing the show.
Hey, you found your happy place.
That's right.
Even if you look like a wet sewer rat. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We're talking to Gabriel Iglesias. His new Netflix comedy special titled One Size Fits All actually comes out today. It actually came out at midnight. So I'm looking forward to getting home and watching that. That's going to be really fun. Is there anything else you want us to hit on?
Can you call it One Show Fits All? One Size Fits All is a t-shirt that doesn't fit.
My bad. One Show Fits All. All right. Hey, Gabriel, woo-hoo! Thank you so much for taking your time out to hop on the Joe and Alex Show. And we look forward to seeing you in Houston and Indy.
All right. Hey, shout out to all the sewer rats.
That's right.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.